Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Zach Ertz just started speaking 20 seconds ago. Here's his press conference live on WIP.
Well, you know, you're going home. You're going back to California. Julie's home. And this is home. Philadelphia is home. And that was tough just to kind of articulate that to people, that I love this place. I've said it all along. And it's a great opportunity to be here, and I loved it here. I did the best I could every day, and I can leave knowing that. And this isn't going to be the last you'll see of me here in the city. Our foundation is still going to roll here. This is where we want to make an impact. We're doing an amazing project called the House of Hope, right in Hunting Park. It's an old church that we're completely revamping, turning it into a Wi-Fi cafe for kids after school. It's going to be a church on Sunday and a Wi-Fi cafe. The goal is around $1.1, $1.2 million to be raised, so around $750K. Julie and I donated $100,000. by ourselves. The foundation donated another 100. Had amazing partnerships with Acme and Comcast so far. And so that's something I'm extremely excited about leaving here, is that building. And obviously I'm emotional about it. I was crying in my locker last night for 30 minutes. I felt bad because the guys didn't really know, but I couldn't help it. But it was special, you know. Last January against the Washington, there were no fans, and so it was weird. And I'm glad I didn't end it like that last January. And it was special last night. Obviously, we didn't win, which sucked, but it was fun. It was fun to do what I do out there, and I felt like I played great, was myself, and I'm excited to go to Arizona. And I'll take a few questions. Obviously, this is extremely difficult, so I'll do my best.
Why don't we start with Dave Zingaro and then Zach Berman?
Hey, Zach. I know you said that Philadelphia is home. At what point in your career here did it start to feel like that?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, coming from California, the first year was tough. We played against Detroit in the snowstorm. And I was like, man, I don't know if I can do this. California, you don't even see snow where I lived. And you had to seek out the snow if you wanted to see it. And I come out after pregame warmups, and there's a foot of snow on the ground. I can't even run because I'm slipping all over the place. LaShawn has amazing grip. He can do whatever he wants on the field that day, and I'm freaking just by the heater. So that year was rough. I don't think I called it home just yet, but I think, you know, probably after the third year, when I knew I was going to be here for a while and we really knew that this was going to be a place that we wanted to continue to pour into, and just the love that I felt each and every Sunday playing here, winning a Super Bowl here, doing everything we did off the field here. It's just the people. I mean, that's the toughest part, is leaving the people, leaving the fans. You know, I played with Jason Kelce for 9 years. So that's the toughest part.
Thanks, Zach. Good luck.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Rob Motti.
Hey, Zach, you spoke candidly and emotionally last January about what you wanted your legacy to be in Philadelphia. You've had 9-10 more months here to kind of write that. How do you think the past 9-10 months have either added to it, affected it, changed it, enhanced it, however you want to phrase it?
I don't know. I don't. That's for you guys to decide, I guess. I loved this place. Obviously, I don't regret the way me playing here the past 6 weeks, and it's been a lot of fun. And I said that in training camp. I was having a blast in training camp. I had a blast coming to work every day. Obviously, we didn't win enough games in the first 6 weeks. Obviously, I wish I would have played a little more at times, or got the ball a little more at times. But to me, all I care about is winning football games. We just didn't do it enough in the first 6 weeks. And I think that's all that matters in this city, is winning football games. The standards are so high for a reason. The fans care so much. And it's tough for some people, but I loved it. And that was the bottom line. I loved playing here. I didn't care if I got booed. I didn't care if I got said bad things on a Monday after a terrible game on Sunday, because I knew I was going to be in here Monday early catching jugs machines if I had a couple drops, or working on blocking if I missed a block. That's all I cared about, was trying to get better and be the best player I could. And the legacy stuff, that's for you guys. I just know I did my best each and every day to be the best player I could. And I could walk out of the door today, obviously emotional, but content at everything that we've done here.
Rob, and then Jeff McLean.
Hey, Zach, the stuff you just said about not caring if you got booed, obviously there were some tough moments. There were moments where you were booed. There were moments where there were ups and downs. How are you able to understand that the fans just wanted you guys to be the best you can be and not allow that to be a negative for you, because there are some athletes who can't handle that? At what point in your career did you realize that this is just only going to motivate and drive me and help me and be able to turn it into a positive.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously when I was young, I think a lot of young players struggle with this. You know, you're told for so long how good you are in high school coming out. You're typically a pretty good player. You're a big time recruit. You have college coaches telling you how good you are. You get to college, you're not great early in your career. You get to the end of your college career, everyone's telling you how great you are. And you kind of sort of expect it in society today. I think a lot of people kind of expect, they want to be told how good they are. And it's just not the case. It's not reality. It's okay to be told that you're not playing great. It's okay to be told that you need to be better. And in reality, no one should have to tell you that as a professional athlete. I could tell myself if I played well, if I didn't play well. I could tell you exactly how the fans are going to react based on how I played. I don't need them to, I mean, I know. So it is, for me, it's just what it is. It's, you can't take it for more than what it is. These people love their team. They love the Eagles. They love their players. Just this city loves their players. And they want to see us succeed as much, if not more, than we want to succeed. And so for me, that's just, it's what I loved about this place. People were honest. People, they're blunt. They don't care about you apologizing on a game on social media if you played poorly. They want you to see you put in the work Monday through Saturday to get better for Sunday. And for me, I think that's what I love. That's why I think I resonated in this city, is because all I knew was how to work hard. And that's why I love this place.
We have time for a couple more, so we'll go to Jeff Rubin and then Mike Kay.
Zach, thanks for doing this. I just have a few questions. So if Dallas hadn't gone on the COVID list, do you think the trade would have gone off then? It seems odd that a trade was pretty much agreed upon and they still had you play.
I cannot answer that. What if, Jeff? The fact of the matter is he was on COVID, and I mean, being able to play my last game at home was special. And I don't know if it was a salary cap thing or whatever it is. The fact of the matter is I enjoyed my last game last night, knowing that I was going to not be here. And I didn't really talk to anyone about it during the week. I talked to my family or Julie about it, talked to my agent about it. And I just wanted to focus on the task at hand, which was trying to win a football game. And for me, that's all I've tried to do in my career. And so I wasn't going to let something that was in the future affect my preparation for the week. So I can talk about what would have happened if Dallas wasn't on COVID.
Okay. And then real quick. So the compensation, according to reports, is pretty much what it would have been had something been done before the season. So I'm trying to understand, why the move wasn't made then. And what was the explanation you received? And what was your opinion of that?
I mean, I couldn't control. I tried to articulate in the offseason how I felt about everything. And I'm not the one pulling the trades. And I'm employee number 86. I don't know. Hopefully it takes a little while for them to get another one in there. But I just do the best I can. And I don't know what happened. I don't regret anything about this offseason. I didn't say anything. I just tried to get healthy and be the best that I could. And I think playing last night, I think if you go back and watch everything, watch the game, not just the catches, but I think I showed exactly who I am as a player again last night. And so I'm excited. I don't regret anything that happened. I don't regret that it didn't happen before the season, because this is a much better way to go out than January 3rd of last year. And at the end of the day, yeah, we're 11 catches away from the record. But if you told me coming into the league that I would be second all time, possibly in this great organization's history, it would have been an unbelievable achievement in my eyes. And who knows, maybe I'll come back and get 12 catches and Harold can go to number two. But I'll let him have it for a few more years, I guess, maybe forever. But it's been fun.
Let's wrap it up with Ruben and Mike.
Hey, Zach. Howie mentioned that he called you an Eagles Hall of Famer, mentioned that you saw Runyon and Trey went in yesterday. You know how much the Eagles Hall of Fame means. What does it mean to you that Obviously, it won't be official for a little while, but he basically said that you'll be in the Eagles Hall of Fame one day. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's an honor. I mean, this organization stands for so much, not only as players, but I feel like really in this community. It's a representation of the blue-collar work ethic that this city represents, and it will be an honor one day to have that opportunity. Obviously, just I think it just is a reflection of just the way I approached things. I don't think it's necessarily – obviously, the results were there on Sundays, but I don't think you show up 16 times a game and go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. You got to show up each and every day. I love to practice. I still love to practice. And I was talking to a player who's probably at the end. And I asked him the other day, I said, why do you want to go one more year? And he just said, you know, I just don't want to end how it ended last season or whatever. And he asked me why you keep playing. I said, because I love the process. I love the process of going to work on a Wednesday morning. I love the process of going to training camp, practice on a Thursday when I don't feel like practicing. My body's telling me, you really can't practice today. But mentally, just preparing myself when things are going poorly, because I know they are going to go poorly at some point in the season, to tell my mind, to tell my body, hey, it's time to go. So I love the process. I love this game. And I think that's what a Philadelphia Eagle is all about, is showing up all the time, doing your best, living with the results, and then improving from there. And obviously, my goal is to be in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully this move to Arizona will continue to help me on that. But it truly is an honor to do that, and I can't wait to come back and celebrate that one day with all you guys.
Thank you. Good luck.
Go ahead, Mike. We lost him.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Zach, can you hear me?
Yep.
Thanks for doing this. I know you said that the wins are what matters to you, but you knew going into this game you probably weren't going to be back. What did capping this run with that final touchdown in front of this crowd mean to you in that moment, knowing that this was probably the last time? And did you keep the ball?
It was awesome. I think I spiked the ball so hard, I think it disappeared. I just tried. It was surreal. I mean, I wanted to win the game, obviously, but catching a touchdown on the first drive was fun. It kind of just allowed me to play free the rest of the game and not really worry about anything else but trying to win the football game, which is what I always have done. But it was awesome to do that. I mean, I think this team's got a lot of young talent. There's a lot of good young players to build around. And I'm excited. I'm going to be the biggest fan from afar, obviously. Always going to be cheering for these guys. I think I've developed so many good relationships over the years. Even these young guys that are just coming into the league, I feel like I've truly gotten to know them and connected with them this year. It's been a lot of fun. And so I'm going to be rooting from afar. Obviously, the foundation is going to keep doing what they're doing. You guys can go to earthfamilyfoundation.org to check out some more information on the House of Hope. We're partnering with a lot of great people. It's going to be an amazing, amazing project for our city. Obviously, there's an epidemic of gun violence right now in the city, and we want to provide a safe space for these kids, give them a place to go to do their homework, get some food, feed them, give them some guidance. We're partnering with Tim Mateo organization run by Pastor Rob Whitmire. And so just because I'm not physically here, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be here continually. And I'm so excited to join the Cardinals. They're 5-0, got a big game against the Browns on Sunday. I'm looking forward to playing with Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins and AJ Green, and Jordan Hicks has been recruiting me all week, so it's going to be good to see him. And I'll tell him you guys all say hello. Don't worry. But I truly love it here. I truly appreciate all you guys. We've had some great times. We've had some low times. But I know I did my best. And I think at the end of the day, I can live with that walking out of here today. It's going to be tough. But it's been a blast. And so I'm appreciative to all you guys. And thanks for everything.
All right, there he is. That's Zach Ertz wrapping it up with, I did my best, and it's going to be tough to walk out. Zach Ertz also earlier today saying, just about 15 minutes ago. This is home. Philadelphia is home. I love this place. I've said that all along, and he referred to himself as emotional but content. What a guy. What a guy, and what a career Zach Ertz has had with the Eagles. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Nick Sirianni, his press conference. That is next. You'll hear that next on 94 WIP. Hey, hockey season is upon us. It has started. Of course, the local team starts tonight, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. NHL parlays, the perfect way to...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To make every shot feel like a hat trick, they combine several bets into one, and you can turn a little bet into a big payday all season long. And all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls just one leg short. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. If you don't have an account, sign up today. Sign up today using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel always hooking you up with great odds, exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, they get you paid in as little as 24 hours. Make this season count every moment even more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. Again, remember to use promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. There's obviously been a lot going on. The Eagles trading Zach Ertz today. This is, of course, after losing last night. We're all fired up about what happened and how it's happened in the first six games and Sirianni and this offense being a joke. Hurts inaccurate. The trade today occurred, and then we just heard from Howie Roseman and Zach Ertz. We're going to hear from Nick Sirianni coming up shortly in the range of about 10 minutes. John, I want to get to some calls clearly. Just give me 20 seconds in reaction to what went down over the last 40 minutes.
Well, Zach Ertz, I thought there was an interesting question brought up. I'm not sure who asked it.
Yeah.
But was the compensation the same as it would have been?
Yep.
If this trade took place in the offseason, the question was posed like, hey, it seems like this is the
great
same
question, by the way,
as the compensation. Yeah. So why wait? Why do this? I don't think I know today is sort of a feel good for Zach and what he's done for Philadelphia day, but you cannot leave out the fact that you have shortchanged Dallas Goedert all year by having Zach rotate in there and actually be the tight end, the only tight end on the field at times when Goddard should be the one out there. And in some ways, you've tarnished Zach Ertz's legacy by bringing him back and having the animosity in the air. And
I think it'll
in
be,
some ways
– I think years from now it'll all be forgotten, John. I really do.
I agree that it will be forgotten, but I think it was mismanaged. And if this was the same compensation as you would have gotten had you pulled the trigger on the trade in the offseason. And when Zach was asked about it, he said, I'm not the one pulling the trade.
I'll just tell you this. There's another part of this to me that really stands out. Why now? Because they're 2-4, and why did they agree to it a couple days ago? Because they were 2-3. They knew this season isn't going anywhere meaningful, and so the mindset was, you know, let's stop it. I don't want to get a call in here with George in North Wilmington. George, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey,
how
buddy.
Are we?
George, we're hey. Good. George, it's good hearing from you. We got Sirianni coming up soon, so please just kind of get to it quick.
Well, then we can have my press conference.
There you go, buddy. All right, George, the reaction to last night. Go ahead.
Number one, I listened to the radio. I turned Joe Buck off. Merle Reese never, in the first half, mentioned Fletcher Cox's name.
He didn't play good.
Right.
He didn't play good.
Number two, the time of possession just drives me absolutely crazy. They don't know how to manage a drive. Well, with all the passes that were thrown, you know, three and out, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Brady goes down 7.5 minutes. Brady goes down 8.5 minutes.
Right.
You know, we go down, we got 5.5 minutes in the first half, or whatever the heck it turned out to be.
Yeah. They doubled our time of possession last night.
Yeah. But
20 minutes to 40 minutes.
Is that what ended up being? Yep. But I wanted to say thank God for Seth Joyner. I watched that whole postgame.
He's awesome. He's absolutely. Listen, George, I text Seth last night, and the question was, I said to him something like, hey, Seth, this 2021 Eagles offense versus the 91 Eagles defense, how many points would the 21 Eagles offense score? I mean, I said it would be somewhere between 0 and negative 40. I swear to God, the 2021 Eagles, and George, it's good hearing from you, 2021 Eagles might not get a first down against the 91 Eagles defense. Forget a point. They might not get a first down. All right, Sirianni. He's got a lot to answer for, including him being the worst Eagles coach I've ever seen. Sirianni, his press conference, that's next on 94 WIP.
Pro football and college football are in full swing, and the Parks Sportsbook app has you covered. Based right here in the Delaware Valley, Parks is the home team for sports betting, and it's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, a risk-free bet of up to $500. This is a great deal, and you'll have so much fun with live in-game betting, which lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet player performances like passing and rushing yards, touchdowns. You can bet the halftime score, bet on who scores first, and so much more. Get in on the action right now. New customers, sign up. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You can check out the pro football slate of games this weekend, or you could put your risk-free bet toward pro basketball futures. Some good value here. Who'll win the title? Brooklyn's 2.3-1. L.A., 3.75-1. Philadelphia, we're feeling pretty hopeful at 16-1. New York is 80-1. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has the terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP, the day after just a debacle by the Eagles, a disgrace, frankly. And the Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show, is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, do you think Nick Sirianni will be the Eagles head coach next season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. There's been a lot going on. Let me just say this. We were going to have Alex Singleton on the show. That obviously got altered by the Howie Roseman press conference, which occurred because of the trade of Zach Ertz. So we're not having Alex on today. He knows that. We may have him on next week. So we're trying to arrange that. He's all good with that. Bat of the Bone Award, we'll get to that later. We also had no beat the hammer for obvious reasons. There was 15 different press conferences that occurred, and we're all fired up about the Eagles as it is. Let's go to the phones. Sirianni, his press conference is going to happen any moment. As soon as it does, you will hear his presser, and the reality is he's got a lot to answer for. As I said earlier, I can honestly tell you I think Sirianni is the worst coach the Eagles have had in my lifetime. And that's not counting Marion Campbell, because I was too young to know. I was only about 6 or 7 years old when the Swamp Fox was the head coach. But I've seen all the rest, and I've been old enough to know enough about football since. And this guy is worse than Chip Kelly. He is worse than Rich Kotite. And that means that Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie in the last 8 months hired a coach who was worse than Rich Kotite and worse than Chip Kelly. It is a disgrace. What has happened with the Eagles, they have rotted out at their core. They need a new head coach. They need a starting quarterback. They need a new general manager. They need a new defensive coordinator. And the owner has failed us miserably over the last couple of years. Let's go to Will in Northeast Philadelphia. Will, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well,
we're
bro.
Frustrated, Will.
Yeah.
We're sad.
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
And sad.
Yeah. I just heard it too, man.
Not just that, Will. We wait 8 months for an Eagles season to come around. It comes around, and this is what we get? Come on.
Right. And you know what? I was ready to say that. I thought the breaking news was going to be like Howie Roseman just got fired.
I'll tell you what. When James played the breaking news sounder and I didn't know what the news was going to be, my first thought was either Howie or Sirianni.
Right.
Now it should have been Ertz, but just candidly, my first thought was Howie or Sirianni.
Right. Real quick, couple points. Like when you don't have no game plan, you got the same formation week in, week out. You know, a team don't have to prepare for us. They already know, just like everybody been saying, you know, they already know the same formation, the same dump off play. Like, it's nothing different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing with Sirianni is, man, like, he is a joke. Yeah, you know, and he don't take anything serious. And you got to understand that the fans pay a lot of hard-earned money to, you know, support their team, man. And I don't think that, you know, as far as the ownership, the general manager, like, they don't care. Like, I want to really ask Jeff Lurie, is this really about money, man? Because you've got enough money in the world. So, please.
No, it's not about money. You know what it is? It's. I'll give you one word. It's mismanagement. They've been mismanaged. And by the way, and Will, great call. And I'm going to say one alteration to Will. I'll be a literalist here. Will said, you know, they don't have a game plan. John, the sick part is, they actually do have a game plan on offense. This is their game plan. Like, yeah. I would feel better as an Eagles fan. James, I would feel better if we knew there was no game plan and they looked like that on offense.
They were just, like, rolling the ball in the field and said, go out and play. Yeah.
Like, that was actually a plan last night.
They thought it gave them the best chance to win.
Yeah. Like, that's
after they did their whole let's get together and spend the weekend at Nick's house and game plan for this game. That's what we got.
Right. After an off season where you had about 6 months before training camp, then you had a training camp, you had a couple preseason games, you had before last night 5 regular season games. And that last night was your approach, Nick Sirianni, on how to play offense in pro football? Are you kidding me? Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on WIP.
Guys, very quick. I know there's a call up. What a flawed concept. The idiot who said that you don't need linebackers in the NFL. We were getting pushed all over the field. Linebackers were dragging. And you know something? If you're a lifeguard, you have to know how to swim. If you're a football player, you have to know how to tackle. Yeah. We don't know how to tackle. What is the rest of the NFL?
Yeah.
You know something? Don't go get a cornerback, guys. Go get me a 250-pound sideline to sideline linebacker that can tackle.
Thank you, Joe.
That trainer can play now. He's 55 years old. He's better than what we have.
Hey,
it's
great
insanity.
Point. Great point. You know, Joe, yesterday I spent a good portion of time talking about how Davion Taylor was going to be a boost for our defense. Davion Taylor last night got destroyed left and right. And the problem is he's better than our other options.
That's awful.
Davion Taylor, who doesn't really seem to know what he's looking at or how to diagnose plays, but he can run. The problem is he's 230 pounds, and when he's not getting there with a full head of steam, guys just pick him up and deposit him 5 yards downfield. We're tiny, we're weak, and we're not tough enough at linebacker.
John, you want to know something? I'll take a bet, anybody on the whip. If that guy weighs 230, I'm going under. But he looks like he weighs 200 pounds. He doesn't weigh 230. John, it's frustrating. You know, I'm watching this game. I'm thinking about Trotter. I'm thinking about Joyner. I'm thinking about the great linebacker.
Yeah, both guys I had to block. Both guys I had to try to block. Let's put it that way. And they were beasts. They struck fear into your heart. These linebackers, guys, are licking their chops.
Joe,
what a
great call, Joe. We appreciate it, man. I mentioned Trot to Amy last night, John. There was a moment, I think it was Singleton, one of the guys got trucked. I said, if Trot's right there, that running back's going backwards. He's getting stopped. And Fournette's
multiple
a tank.
Times.
Yeah.
It happened multiple times. It was the exception, not the rule, the other way around. Like, the exception was when they would actually stop a guy's momentum.
I totally agree. Now, we are still waiting on Nick Sirianni's press conference. It is going to be, we're told, any moment, as soon as the head coach is ready to go, and we'll see what babble nonsense spin he's going to have this week. John, if we have to hear one more time that they don't run the ball because of screens to wide receivers and RPOs that end up being passes. Ooh. I mean, it's pathetic. And then when he's doing his whole walking around on the field before the game in a Julius Erving jersey, dude, stop. 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 You look like a clown. Like, cool, you want to ingratiate yourself? Cool, fine. Don't force it so much. Don't be that guy. You're that guy, and that's really not wise.
You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy, especially when you're losing, and they're losing in part because of you. Let's go to Ray in Morristown. Ray, you're on WIP.
Listen, hey Joe, you got to give me a little dispensation today because this is rough. I mean, listening to Zach, I mean, I have so much respect in the world for Zach Ertz. I think he's a tremendous man and football player.
I'm
really going to miss him. And I said that to you guys last year during the offseason when all this foolishness was going on behind the scenes. But I just want to know, when are they going to stop lying to us? All this crazy notion that Dallas Goedert was sick and he wasn't playing. Listen, guys.
Goddard tested positive for COVID.
Okay, I get all that. I understand he's positive. But what I want to say to the fan base is this. Folks, they have been planning this move all year. And I want to ask you a question. I want to know, and some of the beat writers out there, they got to step their game up because only Les had really any decent questions. The softball questions that they were asking, you got to ask the hard questions. This situation has been brewing for several months now during the offseason. They've known all offseason that they were going to make this move. That's why they've been showcasing Zach Ertz this year. We've been asking, why is Dallas Goedert not playing? We know he's not playing because they were showcasing him because they knew they were going to get rid of him. They've known all week.
Except, Ray, I almost entirely agree with you except for one thing. If the Eagles were 4-2, I don't know that Zach Ertz would have been traded. I think they went into the season knowing that if they felt the season was going the wrong way, they would trade him, and which is a reasonable approach. I mean, teams do that in sports all the time.
Let me just ask you this. This is going in a different direction.
Okay.
Now that we've seen the approach that the Eagles have taken with Zach Ertz, do you think the 76ers take a similar approach with Ben Simmons? Bring him in, make him a showcase, make everybody think, everything's just peachy keen and fine, and then once we get about 5 or 6 weeks into the season, bam.
Well, it's a – and, Ray, good call. I think two things on the Simmons thing as it relates to Ertz. I think that's where it's headed. I mean, John and James don't think Ben will play, and they might be proven right. I think they're wrong. I think Ben will play. We'll see. The other thing that really struck me hearing Zach Ertz talk about the fans and the booing is how much he gets it.
Yes.
He gets it.
It was an amazing answer.
It was a remarkable answer. And if Ben Simmons could just – get it the way Zach Ertz gets it, Ben Simmons would understand that Sixers fans, Philadelphia sports fans, that when we get on him and his team, it's because we love the team. We initially loved him for a long while, and we want him to be better because we want the team to be better, and we want the Sixers to win a championship. And Ben just doesn't understand that whole dynamic. So, you know, one thing Zach Ertz really gets, he didn't say it, but I know I can just tell, he knows that we, Philadelphia sports fans, have been Eagles fans longer than he and his teammates have been Eagles players. And so he respects the fact that whether it goes back to the early 2000s or the 90s or the 80s or the 70s or the 60s or the 50s or the 40s, people are alive who have been Eagles fans for, 20 to 90 years. And he respects that. And I thought his answer near the end of that press conference about fans was phenomenal. Ben could learn a lesson. Of course, he won't because he's Ben, but he could. Russ in Freehold while we wait for Nick Sirianni's press conference. Hey, Russ.
How's it going, guys? I know we're going to get cut here in a second, but listen, it's obvious that before you can evaluate anyone on the Eagles offense, Nick Sirianni has to go because I don't know what quarterback in the NFL would be successful running this offense.
Right.
And what is this offense? Let's say Jalen Hurts got hurt, which I'm surprisingly been sacked 9 times so far this year with that offensive line and the play calling. Let's say he got hurt. Who's coming in running this offense? Flacco,
it's
going
to have to change. It's going to have to change completely. But, you know, on the positive side, maybe it'll actually go to a real NFL-style approach with Flacco
Jalen
in
Hurts
there.
A shot. That's exactly my point, John. Can we see Jalen Hurts run that?
Yeah. I
heard the post game, Nick Sirianni said two things, which were alarming. He said,
we look at those screen passes like run plays, which last time we heard that was Chip Kelly. This is Chip Kelly's dream roster right here because he could actually score points with this offense. They're fast. So that's ironic. And the other thing he said was something about RPOs where he's like, yeah, we run those as break plays to give Jalen a break. So you got everything. Your whole offense right now is predicated on a guy who's played 10 games. Yeah. And meanwhile, you got probably one of the top five running backs. You don't scheme anything for this guy. And if that player gets hurt, your offense completely disappears.
Listen, Russ, very astute points by you, man. Very astute. The bottom line is they don't – well, there's a lot of bottom lines. One is they don't trust Hurts to be a full field read guy, and so they have this Mickey Mouse High School offense, and then defenses after the Atlanta game figured it out.
Reading one man.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, Atlanta's defensive coordinator should be ashamed that he actually let the Eagles get away with it and win a game against them. All right, Sirianni, we're still waiting for him. That's next. Whenever he's ready, we're ready. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Sirianni, plus calls up ahead on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about 5-Hour Energy. When to use it? Well, when you're tired. Not sick and tired like we are here today of our football team, but when you're actually physically tired, like right around now or in the next hour or two after lunch. I get tired after lunch, you know, a decent amount. Not every day, but a decent amount. Research actually shows that more than 70% of us hit the wall after lunch. Well, you can let a 5-Hour Energy shot help leap you over that wall instead of crashing into it. Also great before a workout. You know, one of those days you're kind of a little lagging. You got to work out, want to work out, not feeling it. 5-Hour Energy shot, bang, ready to go. Try the 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength Cherry Flavor. The taste is unbelievable with zero sugar. It's convenient, portable size, the perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. And, of course, you can go to 5-Hour Energy's website to find over 15 flavors you can choose from. You can also visit 5hourenergy.com. You even have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack. And if you're out and about, pick up a 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocery and convenience store. 5-Hour Energy, it's helped me, it can help you. It's everywhere. 5-Hour Energy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.